this big platforms with FOSS. Welcome, nice you're here. Why do we look at this topic? I don't have to say much to that. You probably all learned in the last years, maybe in the Ahrtal at 2021. The slides doesn't want about there in Ahrtal 2021. But this and this summer in Spain, there are catastrophic situation and world war bombs, and often there are deaths, and it's because of too less or too late warnings. In the case of in Germany 2021, there was no cell broadcast that came later. In the case of Spain, there was too few warnings or too late.
Genau. Cell broadcast. Was ist das eigentlich?
Cell broadcast. What is it?
Jeder hat das bestimmt schon mittlerweile mitbekommen.
Everybody has heard it already. In Germany, it is since 2023. Finally, it allows. We are mobile standards to send warnings to mobile devices, to many devices in a very short time. It should come into within 30 seconds to millions of devices. You don't need an app, you don't need a SIM card, you only need a device that locked in a cell. But it has some disadvantages. You have only a few characters. You can't have details, things like a map. It has a disadvantage
that
if you're inside a building and you have no cell reception, you don't get catastrophic warnings if you're not locked into that cell. And you don't receive ending of warnings. And that is the reason, because cell broadcast is only a part of this warning mix. Besides sirens and radio and TV, you have different ways to warn. And Germany is a huge matter about these warn apps. You probably know those. Some of them you may have installed. There are a few apps, not only one. To be exact, 4 of which I know. They do the same mainly, but not exactly. For example, Hessenbahn is just a thing for Hessen. Have with Katwan and Nina, you should get the same warnings. But these apps have a mistake, a little bit beauty mistake. You cannot use them without Google Play services. If you try that, you can get a little pop-up and saying you have to use Google Play and you could not use it further. And a further disadvantage is you can only use it in Germany. If you're on holiday or somewhere traveling, you have to get informed if there's an app in this country where you can get a warning, but this is not very realistic. So we asked ourselves, is there a better possibility? So we thought, yes, what would we like to have? We would like to have an open interface, open documentation of the API, free apps, open source apps. You could use with AppDroid without Google Play services. We would like to have services, the system to integrate the system into other apps like OpenStreetMaps. Maybe you may know that Google Maps can be displayed. Can display catastrophic warnings. And we would like to have it across borders, not only not stopping at a federal border or country border, but national, because natural catastrophes don't stop at the country's borders, and the warning should display that too.
Genau, und Wir hätten natürlich gerne Echtzeit Push
Notifications. And we would like to have real-time Push Notifications as fast as possible.
Ja, okay. Also das ist jetzt eine Reihe von Wünschen, die wir so nicht.
That is a wish list. We would not get that easily, so we have to build it ourselves.
Grundsätzlich brauchen wir dafür zwei Dinge. Wir brauchen
We need mainly two things. A kind of aggregation server, which collects the warning to bring it into a unified protocol. And we need clients
zum einen abzufragen, was gerade
to request what is happening in this area.
Ich komme jetzt nach Hamburg.
It's like I come to Hamburg is something I should know here.
Und die Clients erlaubt.
And the, these clients should be allowed to request messages for a certain area. I am now in Hamburg, so please tell me if there's anything
gesagt,
I should know.
Das kann eine dedizierte App sein.
And a client could be a special app. It could can be a smartphone that has blinking lights. It could be a map app.
So, Client-Server-Infrastruktur ist.
Well, it's Client-Server-Infrastructure is not the first choice, but we cannot avoid it completely. But as we will see later, it's on the format these warnings are available.
In einer Form, die wir regelmäßig abfragen müssen.
So it's a must be a form we have to request regularly, like a pull all 60 seconds and aggregated on a national range. It can be kind of more on a special day, not too wild, but if you think to battery-driven devices, you don't want to load a megabyte per minute. You want to be idle and wait for a notification. A client server does not mean that we don't have one single aggregation server, but I can host it myself. But how difficult can it get? Like many things we've seen in the last days, this is a rabbit hole you can dig inside.
Eigentlich eine ganz glückliche Situation, dass es
but we are in a lucky situation that there are many relevant parts we can build upon.
Genau. Wesentlicher Baustein da.
A main part is a common alerting protocol.
Das
abbreviation is CAP. It is a 20-year-old OASIS standard that is still active, developed since 20 years, that develops a XML format that where you can describe a warning. You have that's inside a human-readable information of what has happened, a readable call to action, how to avoid damage. You have information about the area, as well as readable for humans as for machines, like geographical polygons. That's very necessary for what we want to do. There are a few structured data. The category of the event, do I have something with weather, or do I have a geopolitical happening, or do we have a fire or a danger for the public security? Depending on the size of the event, there are stages.
Eigentlich besteht keine Gefahr bis hin zu.
No, there's no danger up to there's a special danger for your life and the urgency. So do we need concrete action, or it's just a warning for things that might happen? So how is it already happened to will it maybe happen? And the necessary thing, you need a multi-language support. It's nice when I get the alert, but I don't understand what I was being told. CAP is much mainly spread in the world, mainly in the place to does the alert and the place to get alert for to
an der Rundfunkanstalt, um das im Programm auszusprechen.
Okay, so to potentially contact a Suffolk broadcaster or to include that into any other kind of program that mostly runs over CAP. So unfortunately we cannot really access this because it's mostly done internally. But it leads to CAP at least being the default data model in which the information is provided, which is something we also need, which is nice, and we can at least get started with that. So this is a CAP example. I think we don't have to go through that in detail. Besides the things I mentioned before, there are several other things like worldwide unique identifiers, the sending position or sending entity. I can give updates to existing warnings or releases, or with something became better. So it's, as mentioned before, 20 years old, so still email, but. So this is mostly internally used, and we still need another option to access that data. For this, we have the so-called CAP feeds, which is essentially either an ATOM or a RSS feed, as you know from NewsReader, although they're not really any news, but CAP warnings. And this I use, such same as a NewsReader, I pull it frequently and see if something changed. So also here, established, well-hung technologies, which is exactly what we need in those kind of situations. Of course, I still have to find those feeds. Unfortunately, there's several curated lists online, which are a good starting point. AlertHub is one of the first things to mention, which is being operated by the people who hold the CAP ecosystem together and drive it forward. They have an annual conference. And at first glance, it looks a little bit unseemingly, but if you look a little bit deeper on the conference, you find about 120 national delegations and half a dozen UN delegations. So you really see that those people who are involved there are those you expect there to be involved, or you would like to have there, so the people who actually use that in their everyday operation. Two more, which I would like to mention here, is the page for the International Red Cross and the United Nations Weather Organization. If you take all these things together, we come, that results in 200 public feeds out of 100 countries. This is obviously not perfect worldwide coverage, but it's definitely something that we have in one or two European countries. 100 countries is definitely significant. So if you look into this a little bit more into detail, you can see that a lot of those things are based on weather. Obviously, weather warnings are a big point, but public safety are often missing. This can be based on, for example, that a lot of feeds which are available are not publicly available. I don't really know why somebody would do that. We can see an example here. So if we look at the situation in Germany a little bit more specifically, we have several sources for warning messages. The probably most important one is MOVAS, which is a modular warning system of the state, of the federal national state, which is something you can also find on the NINA website, which is includes everything that is not weather-related. Then we also have the German Weather Service for weather, obviously. And then there's cross-national boundary high water portal. Besides that, we also still have feeds for CatWarrant and BVAP. Those are also some of those apps. Those are... I'm assuming that's more a historic relic. Most of that actually has been integrated into MOVAS. CatWarm, I haven't seen quite an activity for quite some time at BVAP. We recently had a warning for the area of Schaumburg for New Year's. But besides that, MOVAS is a de facto main source. I also already saw people who are working in the public transport area. You will find, or that you know, the following pattern very well. there are a lot of standard cap feeds which exist in the standards because Google exists, and Google only use standard conforming feeds. But except for the German Weather Service, those are not publicly available. But also over public transport, that is an incommodity, but not insurmountable. So first of all, German Weather Service. It's a positive example. So first of all, everything's publicly documented and not only copy and paste the CAP standard, but exactly how are the different feeds that exist, how they're generated, updated, what is the special resolution, which extensions did the people include themselves. Those feeds are then available from the service provider directly, or also European Weather Service Aggregator in 8 different languages. Besides that, we also have some more specialty, which are not completely conforming to the standard, with high spatial resolution, which is a zip file with the warnings, because as RSS feed, it would become too big. And something we also want to mention positively is the multilingual support in up to 8 languages, which is internationally unique, rather the exception. In a lot of countries, you have a lot of feeds which are monolingual, maybe a secondary language, but 8 languages is definitely not the norm.
So, and then kommen wir zu Movas.
Now coming to Movas. There exists an official JSON API, which is on bund.dev with its documentation. It's semi-official. They deliver a JSON which is very similar to CAP, so it's easily retranslatable into CAP. So if you dig a little deeper, you see a high spatial resolution, but it seems to be primary oriented on barriers of where people are responsible and not the overall region. So a very one bizarre example, that was a warning about the wildfire in the south of Berlin. So that was a warning about the smoke cloud which resulted. I'm not an expert in the development of smoke clouds, but the warning seems a little bit unintuitive. If you look there, you can maybe have the idea that it's an ellipsis, but the city limits of Berlin have been clipped out of this. And this is exactly the pattern that you frequently see, that the responsibilities are often distributed for organizational reasons. And the users are exposed to the results of that, which should not be privy to those kind of details or self-organize themselves. To be fair, there was a warning for Berlin, more or less at the same time, and also content-wise the same, which is not always the case. But it's still, if you think about evacuation scenarios, there you should have the complete circle of affected people visible, so that you can avoid places which are still affected. And if you are at the border, you have to often sort which one is the one relevant for me. We have some more peculiarities. I only have that as a screen web shot from WAC Inspector. I don't have the entire JSON anymore. That was a warning about rapid ice in Berlin last winter. There were 7 categories, which is very out of the ordinary. Usually don't find more than 2 or 3. And besides that, you can notice that it's not a weather phenomenon, apparently, but it's some kind of fire. In CBRNE, chemical,
Also eigentlich was, was man nicht vor seiner Haustür sehen möchte.
So that the other category is something with nuclear burn or chemical, which is usually not something you want to see at your doorstep. That's a pattern which repeats itself. I don't have an idea where it's coming from. It seems to be an author system which causes this effect. But the result is that you can't really use those categories for displaying data, because what do I do with those kind of things, those kind of cases?
Okay.
So with what we've seen so far, there's something to build on. And we have an aggregation service that we built. It's a Django application with Postgres behind it. At the moment, it seems to be minimal overkill for this amount of data, but it's a very simple application for requesting the data. Salary as a scheduler for 5 minutes, for polling every minute, might also look a little bit as an overkill, but if you have 250 feeds that you monitor every 60 seconds, then continuously you might have a transient error somewhere, server that doesn't respond. And so what something that makes it more robust is helpful. We have support for converting to other, from other formats to CAP, as MOBAs. So you can extend that to other sources later on if something pops up. We have support for the resolution of geographical codes to polygons, because in CAP I can either show them inline as geometry or reference to an external source in a well-documented feed. They directly have the GeoJSON or reference there. In other cases, it's an interesting research work to find out where the geo for the how the geometrical patterns for patterns in China are. We would appreciate help on that. We have support for push notifications and the basic monitoring for estimation of the feed quality. When you have more than 200 feeds, at some point the URL will change, and we obviously have to be notified of that, otherwise we can't check the updates anymore.
Now we have a nice server
sammelt und ausspielt.
Can collect our emergency notifications and place it out, so we now need now a client that can receive it. Does anybody know FOSS1? Shortly, one or two words for FOSS1. One of the projects I started about 2 years ago, where it was quite unknowingly for Germany.
Open-source-Nutzern zur Verfügung zu stellen.
Get all these data to open-source users is to find an open-source Flutter app in the App Store. In the past, it was only available for Germany and in experimental basic for Switzerland, but with a new server for over 100 countries. There is a test version that is very, very basic, not productive, usable. You can try it on GitHub. There is an APK you can try. There is documented what you have to do for other platforms. It would be cool if you would not have it only on Androids, but on Linux, Windows, iOS, and so on. With that server, it is possible. And we could need some support if anybody is motivated to build clients for other platforms. Please notify us. I just want to lose one or two words to push notification, which is the central brickstone of these buildings. On FOSS1, it was a case we did a pull request. We pulled the latest warnings from the server, which is not the best solution, for it eats up your battery and has, in the worst case, a delay of 15 minutes. You want to have push notifications. If you just do not want to use proprietary measurements by Google, there are a few alternatives, kind of WebSocket, Unified Push, and a lot of more. We decided to use Unified Push. That is relatively comfortable.
Android-Gerät.
You need a distributor on the Android device you have to install that cares about the connection to the server and wakes up the app. It is very similar to the service of Google, but in open source.
Zum Beispiel seine Nextcloud als.
But you can use your Nextcloud as a distributing system and then it runs about your own infrastructure.
Das Ganze gibt's für Android und Linux.
It's available for Android and Linux. For Linux, Volker builds something beautiful. For Windows, I don't know if it's possible.
iOS sieht's aktuell nicht so gut aus.
For iOS, it doesn't look well at the moment.
Aber genau. Genau, wie sieht Phosphorn aus? Hier, ich habe
How does Phosphorn look? I brought you one of three screenshots. You choose on a map an area in which you are interested. It's like a polygon with four edges. You select the size, maybe for Hamburg. You get an album number. And when there's a warning in this area, you get a notification and can watch the details in the code. In the app.
Genau. Wo führt das Ganze noch hin? Was haben wir vor?
Where does it lead to? What do we want to do? We are in the early testing phase of the system, and hopefully in the next month we get a stable version.
Gibt aber irgendwie noch viel zu tun.
There's a lot of done barrier-free programming. A nice feature. We have on our wish list is like to register or a travel route. You have your transport app and automatically the notification will be sent along your travel route without you have to take any further action. New clients would be cool.
Auf mobile, sondern vielleicht auch auf dem Rechner.
Not only mobile, but on your laptop or in your smart home.
Wahrscheinlich gut möglich. Wir haben uns jetzt noch nicht näher
auseinandergesetzt. Possibly would be a good option.
Wenn ihr selber Bock habt, irgendwie.
If you want to help us, you really can do it. The whole software is open source. You can take part of this if coding is not the best thing for you. You also can test. You can get beta tester, you can give us feedback, or if you have contact to the BDK or have insight in the infrastructure of other countries, we are very interested in, because it's very difficult to find the infrastructure in other countries if you do not speak the language and do not live there.
Und natürlich erzählt das Projekt weiter, wenn ihr es gut findet.
And tell about the projects and help us to spread the information about this project. And now we come to the end of the client talk. Here you find the code of the project. And we have a matrix channel if you want to discuss over the project. So come inside and write us and so on. So we now have a little bit of time for a few questions.
Kann die QA session losgehen?
So the QA session can start now. And there is already a question of the Internet. Bring the microphone to Signal Angel.
Genau, das Internet würde gerne wissen, ob es für Phosphorn auch ein Web-Interface gibt. Oder
the Internet would like to know if there is a Web-Interface for Phosphorn or it's just a mobile app.
Well, Flutter is a cross-platform framework. So it would be possible to build something like that. But currently there is no such thing. But you could think about doing that in the future, building that in the future, but it's not in the on the roadmap for us as of now. Because it's not really the use case yet, because we want to have those push notifications and you don't really have them on our web interface usually. But well. But I would say as a diagnosis tool in the server, it might be an interesting thing. So if somebody would like to support us in that, then for debugging, it might be helpful for us.
Ja, hallo, nochmal vielen Dank für den Vortrag. Ich bin noch am Überlegen, ob ich den Use Case richtig verstanden habe. Also,
your talk, I'm not sure if you understand your use case. You have the Movers, which is a default platform for this story, where all the centers and everybody could start a morning to spread it to the. It can be made.
Quasi exportieren, aber
and you say you can give conform information, but you don't get it. Did you try to get it in official way?
Well, so far we didn't. Not really. At least not intensively. So at the beginning of the project, we asked if they have open interfaces, but they were very evasive, how it usually is with public institutions. But we could try again. It's somewhere on the to-do list to just ping them again. And even if the project's a little bit bigger and they might be more interested, but we didn't do that so far right now.
Da vorne ist noch eine Hand. Ich gehe mal hin.
Ja, danke für den Talk.
Thank you for your talk.
Ich wollte fragen, ob ihr in der App irgendwie eine automatische
I wanted to know if you are you have a automatic subscription service for federal countries borders.
Well, it's on the feature list, which is supposed to be implemented at some point in the future. But we've been thinking about it, how to best do it best with GPS. Because that might demand a lot of battery or via GSM cell recognition. It's supposed to come at some point, but I can't exactly say when.
Many thanks for the talk. One question. You showed that there are categories for the urgency and the heaviness of an event. Is this possible to adjust it? At the moment in winter, I get a few warnings 3 times a day. Be careful, the temperature is below, so guys, drive carefully.
Well, that's a known problem. A lot of people complained about that because the German Weather Service likes to send a lot of such notifications if there's something which is not highly critical. And at the moment, you can select between the different levels of warnings. Yes, it's possible. And I think it's it has to be done. Be solved because a lot of different ways of treating the notification. Several of the services are very trigger happy, just as you said, and others don't really say anything for 3 months because they only use the system for extreme situations. So you really have to adjust that to you have to be able to adjust that to your own needs.
Kann ich? Ja, okay. Jetzt noch eine Fortsetzung zu der Frage von vorhin.
It's just an addition to the questions before, because you don't have the direct access. You rebuild it to reconstruct your warning to get a better offer. Even if you're direct attached to Movers, there were still some official issues.
Well, if it's better, depends on your own estimation. But what we can do with the official things don't do is it works with a Google free Android phone. And you only need one application for the entire world. Mobiles is only in Germany.
Big number of the warnings is an problem of the adjustment by the user, which causes many irritations by the users. Would you say that you have possibilities to catch this?
Well, that's a very challenging topic, because in this entire chain of notifications that somebody modifies messages on the way is something you should not do. That is very frowned upon. And of course, the idea suggested that if you have a disconnected message or torn message, you could merge those or if you see those bogus categories, you can special case them and filter for them. But that's a very dangerous direction to go that specifically in this area, because usually the principle is that for all warning measures, the principle is just pass them on, but don't mess with it. So if you want to solve that problem, you have to go directly to the authorities at the source of the message and don't modify it on the way. Yeah, so that would be the better approach, so that the problem doesn't even arise. Because even if we fix it, if you have that torn geometry, you still have to have that torn geography in Nino as well. That doesn't apply to us.
Ist mein Mikro an? Haben wir alle?
Do we have all?
Gibt es weitere Fragen?
Are there any further questions?
Dann gibt es von mir noch eine Frage.
Then one question from me.
Gibt es von den Warnquellen aus?
Are they from the sources of warnings? Some access control ideas? Are there warnings that are limited, or did it never happen?
Well, the CAP standard has a field for where you can tune things for being not public, but I never saw that in action. It's a very coarse modularization or coarse granular adjustment. I never saw that in action, as mentioned, but it's a little bit dubious. The idea of a warning should usually reach all people and to spread that in a wide radius. So if I think about limiting the scope or the reach of that, or even proprietary information which is protected, that should not exist in that kind of area.
My question is primary. Were the officials already there to do that?
Well, on the level of single warnings, didn't see that. Do you mean that this API protected? Well, I was wondering if it's only targeting specific people, for example. No, we never saw that. That would be meaningless. What we did see is that the parts of the feed were not public and you only get it as part of a contract, whatever is written in there. I think the non-weather warnings in the US are have several conditions, but the CAP feed in Germany is... I don't know what the intention is, because the JSON API is open, but to say they intentionally keep people out of the loop of some information, I didn't really see that so far.
Ja gut, dann habt ihr meine Frage damit beantwortet.
So, my question was answered. Are there any further questions? No?
Dann war das ein Talk über...
This was a talk about warnings with FOSS apps. So thanks for listening to...